This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Frankie Merriweather Library on Buffalo's East Side, as we're here to make a very important and good announcement regarding the designation of Erie County as a heart-safe community. This is something we've been working on for approximately a year. I'm Erie County Executive Mark Mullenkarzen, and at my State of the County in 2024, I announced an initiative which was a goal to turn and get Erie County designated as a heart-safe community, and that took a lot of partners to make it a reality. What we are talking about is, of course, that we are trained as a community, a certain percentage of us, to assist in those that are having a cardiac event. And when we announced this, a lot of folks were like, well, can you do this? Is it gonna happen? How long is this gonna take? And I'm proud because of the team that we have here, and you'll be hearing from many of them going forward, that we actually received, through all the work that was done, and there was a lot of work that was done, as approximately 147,000 Erie County residents went through trainings or other types of programs, we were able to receive the designation in basically 1 year. So I want to thank everybody, and you'll be hearing from all shortly, because these are the people who actually delivered it, and the people in the crowd are the ones that delivered it. I just held press conferences, but the team that was led by our Department of Health, of course, is led by our Health Commissioner, Dr. Gail Burstein, and we know as a community the importance of training individuals for cardiac events, and of course that was seen more clearly to the entire nation and world with the incident that occurred for Damar Hamlin, and he would not be with us today if it wasn't for the excellent assistance that he received from the health professionals that were there at that date on the field as well as in the hospital. But as we know, not everybody has an opportunity if they have a cardiac event to have trained health professionals standing nearby. And that's why it's important that we train our citizens to do that. And this is a testament to the hard work of so many that we were able to receive this HeartSafe designation in approximately 1 year. So on behalf of the people of Erie County, I want to thank and congratulate everyone who was involved in this process, because it was a lot of effort. Even though it took a short period of time, there was a tremendous amount of effort that went into training our citizens, having them learn about
the issues associated with cardiac events and how we can get through them. So I want to turn this over to our Dr. Gail Burstein to talk a little bit more about the designation and the work that was done, led by our Erie County Department of Health. And I want to thank her for the time and effort that she put in with her team to ensure that not only did we get the designation, but we got it in a very short period of time. And all the work that went into it trained residents in our community, which means that when somebody does have a cardiac event, there's a greater chance than there was beforehand that they will survive it because there's someone nearby who will know what to do. So, Dr. Burstein.
Thank you. And as the county executive said, this was a huge group effort that was led by our public health emergency preparedness staff that is in this room today. So I am so honored to stand with you today to recognize Erie County's designation as a heart-safe community. So we are one of 600 communities in the United States to have this designation. And so this important recognition reflects our county's dedication to improving health outcomes by empowering residents with the knowledge, skills, and resources needed to respond to sudden cardiac arrest, which actually is a leading cause of death, and it happens without warning. And survival depends heavily on timely and effective action. So we're building the systems for our community to maintain the skills, equipment, and confidence to perform life-saving interventions with CPR and AEDs. So bystanders are often the first people on the scene during a cardiac emergency. Even if they're strangers, their actions can make all the difference in the world. Immediate CPR can triple a person's chance of survival until professional help arrives. So that's why it is so important for everyone to feel prepared and confident to act quickly. So these life-saving interventions create a critical link in the chain of survival that can mean the difference between life and death. So by broadening our outreach and making training and resources available countywide, we are reducing health disparities and making sure that all residents have the tools and confidence to act in an emergency. And I know this is really a challenging time to even say the word health equity, but it's a concept which we center our work, and it's a perspective we have incorporated into this initiative. So specifically in our department, we've worked to increase access to AEDs and strengthen emergency response systems with 911 and MERS. So Lindsay Wright, our community coalition coordinator, helped bring all these pieces together with the documentation and organization of our successful application. So thank you, Lindsay, and for getting us over the finish line. And importantly, our Division of Emergency Medical Services, where a lot of the work behind the scenes work with our 911 system, AED mapping and policies and planning has taken place. And their expertise and insight is really invaluable. So our Office of Public Health Emergency Preparedness, or FEP for short, as we say lovingly, trained hundreds of people in CPR and other basic medical skills like stop the bleed and first aid, with an eye on building people's response skills and our community's resilience. And our Medical Reserve Corps, coordinated by FEP, which is volunteers who've supported our training and even larger events. But sadly, due to the proposed federal budget cuts, CDC will most likely terminate FEP funding, which will end Erie County's and every U.S. county's powerful public health preparedness teams at the end of June. So just want to say thank you. As we join the national network of heart-safe communities, we remain committed to expanding life-saving education and resources so that every person in our county is ready to act when it matters most. So to everyone who's learned CPR, shared this knowledge, or supported this effort in any way, including every person in this auditorium right now, thank you. Your participating is a building stronger, healthier, and safer Erie County. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Burstein. I'll talk a little bit more later about the public health emergency preparedness team and unfortunate decisions that are being made on the national level and the impact it'll have on Erie County. So I'll be talking a little bit more about that, but I also want to introduce and bring up to the podium Dr. Les Bassan, the president of UB MD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, as well as a professor at the Jacobs School of Medicine. I'm not going to read the entire title because it's quite long. and is the medical director of the Buffalo Bills. And this was a combination in his role for the Buffalo Bills and with UVMD, playing a role in ensuring that we receive this heart-safe designation. So, Dr. Hassan.
Thank you. On behalf of UBMD and our CPR team, including our partner, the Buffalo Black Nurses, congratulations to Erie County for earning the designation of a heart-safe community. It's amazing what a dedicated, focused team can accomplish so quickly. There are approximately 1,000 out-of-hospital cardiac arrests in the United States every day, and only about 10% of these people survive. With bystander CPR, a person's chance of survival is increased by 2 or 3 times, and it increases even more if there is rapid application of an AED. Like many things in healthcare, there are disparities in how often someone gets bystander CPR. Following DeMar Hamlin's on-field cardiac arrest in January of 2023, we assembled a team which included members of the Buffalo Black Nurses, the Jacobs School of Medicine and Biomedical Sciences Black Men in White Coats, and members of UBMD Emergency Medicine and UBMD Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, including our longstanding athletic training outreach program. Since June of 2023, we have brought rapid, free CPR and AED training to over 21,000 members of Buffalo's historically underserved communities at over 200 events. We have worked with amazing partners, including the Buffalo Bills, the American Heart Association, and the Buffalo Public Schools. We're currently planning to have free training at the Erie County Fair as well. We are grateful for the opportunity to be part of the team that made Erie County a heart-safe community, empowering our community members as lifesavers. So remember, if you see someone collapse and become unresponsive, or encounter someone who's unresponsive, call 911, start pushing hard and fast in the center of their chest, and send someone for an AED. When it arrives, open it, turn it on, and it will tell you what to do. Remember that doing anything is better than doing nothing, and that you are protected by Good Samaritan laws. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor. As part of our effort in the county, and is sort of hinted at by Dr. Hassan, we purchased and have distributed more than 200 AEDs on behalf of the people of Erie County to organizations all across the community, from sports organizations to putting them in community centers and libraries. And I just want to thank the team in Erie County for doing that, as well as our friends in the legislature for supporting it. Because as was noted, the chance of survival is much better if you have someone who can apply CPR, and is even higher if then they also have an AED present. So I want to thank the team in Erie County who made that a reality as well. We're also joined by our friends from the American Red Cross for their efforts and work, because they played a part of this too to ensure the heart-safe designation. And I want to introduce their Chief Executive Officer, Nicholas Bond, on behalf of the American Red Cross to say a few words.
Thank you, Mr. County Executive, for bringing us together, and not just for this event, but for bringing us all together to make this positive impact in the community. There's truly strength in numbers when organizations work together to make an impact. Each year, more than 50,000 people across our Western New York region receive Red Cross training. Right here in Erie County, we've trained more than 13,000 people, with 3,500 of those individuals being of hands-only CPR free of charge. Across the nation, the American Red Cross will train nearly 9 million people in some of these life-saving programs, including the growing number of certified lifeguards who receive CPR and AED training. And in our community, we're seeing pools open, and we're seeing the summer start, and we're going to continue to see that number grow. This work, these trainings, they do save lives. We were reminded of that during the Monday night football game when DeMar Hamlin suffered a heart-related emergency. And when I think about that event and what happened that day, I think about how the world saw how critical trained response can be. The quick action by those on the field, many of them who were trained in CPR, played a vital role in saving a life. You must also acknowledge the preparedness of the Buffalo Bills and the NFL, whose commitment to training made that kind of response possible. Now imagine this. What if every neighborhood, every workplace, every home had someone who knew what to do in a moment of crisis? Someone who could respond when a loved one needed them the most. You know, we heard today about the number of people that are impacted in the community. A lot of those times, it's someone you know and you love. We want to make sure those people are taken care of. So that's why we're here today, to make sure more people in the community are trained. The more people who are trained, the safer and more prepared our communities are. The American Red Cross is proud to stand with everyone here today in that shared mission. Together with our partners and community leaders, we're building a culture of preparedness that makes a real and lasting impact. No one group can do it on their own, and together we're making a true difference. So thank you to all of you who are here today. The work you do is inspiring. Of course, the work is never ending. More will need to be trained. Those who have been trained, they need to practice. Those who have been certified, they're going to need to recertify those skills. And you know, I think when we talk about, you know, where we are with this program, it's the start, and we're proud to be part of this community. We're proud to be part of this group to help continue training more in this life-saving act. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As we talked about earlier, the Buffalo Bills were actively involved in this for one very huge reason that we know of, but unlike others who may have just walked away and said, well, we saved tomorrow, but now there's nothing else we need to do. But the Bills didn't do that. They wanted to play a role in making certain that everyone in our community is trained, and there were heart-safe trainings that went on at the football stadium before football games. And it's my pleasure to introduce the Vice President of Community Impact for the Buffalo Bills, Michelle Roberts, to say a few words and also to thank the team for their continued investment as well as dedication to ensure that as many of their fans and our residents are trained. So,
thank you, County Executive. On behalf of the Buffalo Bills, I would like to thank Erie County for your commitment and leadership on this Heart Safe Community Initiative. And I do want to call out Jason Hurley and Lindsay Wright, who have done an incredible job pulling all of this together and leading the collaboration and the Heart Safe application process. We've been on a journey, and while the work will continue, I'm thankful to be here to celebrate this win today. As we stand here within a Buffalo and Erie County Public Library, it's a full circle moment. Over 2 years ago, in February 2023, we launched our first CPR training initiative with Highmark at the Central Library. In the days and weeks following DeMar's cardiac arrest, we knew we wanted to do more to educate and empower our community to perform CPR in an emergency situation. And we just wanted to get started. We didn't know where to start. And our friends at Highmark reached out and said, how can we help? And then they scheduled a call with the American Heart Association. And then we called Joy at the library. And we had our first initiative, and we kicked it off in February of 2023 with the CPR Anytime Kits. We hosted a CPR training at the Central Library to announce it. And Highmark has been with us at each of the large-scale CPR trainings events along the way, oftentimes providing grants for AEDs to local community groups to improve accessibility. Since then, the calls, collaborations, and partnerships have expanded. We created a Bills Heartbeat program standing for Bills Education, Awareness, and Training. And as part of this program, we have made a 5-year, $1 million commitment to the American Heart Association. We kicked off DeMar Hamlin's Chasing M's first CPR tour. We started recognizing CPR trainers and heart saver heroes at our games and other places along the way, and we continue to host large-scale CPR events. And this coming up, we have the BPS Summit on Saturday, June 7th from 11 to 2 p.m., where CPR trainers and fun activities will be available for anyone that wants to come out. We use our platform and train and provide awareness around sudden cardiac arrest and CPR opportunities. You can go to buffalobills.com/heart for more information on CPR trainings and whatever is coming up. We have used game tickets and Bills memorabilia as incentives for cardiac crusaders to identify AEDs in the area for the Pulse Point app. We went from 100 to well over 1,000 locations for AEDs just by using some different incentives. At each season, we host a Bills Heartbeat game, training fans in CPR with the help of Erie County, American Heart Association, UBMD. We actually had training at every single home game, prior to every single home game on the Boulevard this year. One of the most impactful moments last year, it was in December when Congress passed DMARS Heart Act into law, providing funding for AEDs and CPR training nationwide. As everyone is well aware, through our organization's experiences with our owner, Kim Bagula, and Safety DeMar Hamlin, we know firsthand the importance of being educated and empowered to perform CPR in an emergency situation. Inspired by these events, we have been working over the past 2 years to create awareness and positive change, and the work will continue for years to come. There's a lot more on the docket, and we've already discussed those next steps. But for today, we are thankful for our partners working towards making Erie County a heart-safe community. Through our collaborative efforts, community members throughout the county will know what to do in an emergency situation and ultimately save lives. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. And as she noted, I want to thank our partners at Highmark who are here, A.J. Wright, Mike Ball. Not everyone's going to have an opportunity to speak up here, but I want to note that there are many people other than the ones in the organizations that you see here who played a role in this. So thank you to Highmark. One organization that did play, of course, an important role is the American Heart Association, and we're pleased to have their Community Impact Director, Tom Lowe, here to talk a little bit more about what this means for our community and where we go forward.
Thank you, good afternoon. When it comes to saving lives from cardiac arrest, the data shows our efforts are working. As has been mentioned, in January of 2023, after DeMar Hamlin's cardiac arrest, nearly 7 out of 10 U.S. adults said they would not feel confident to act in a cardiac emergency. Since then, thanks in part to work like what's been done here in Erie County and Western New York, those numbers are changing. According to new data released in February, 17.7 million more Americans feel confident to act. That's millions more people that could potentially save a life. Cardiac arrest can affect anyone, regardless of age or health, but the good news is anyone anywhere can join the Nation of Lifesavers by learning hands-only CPR. The American Heart Association is proud to work with all the organizations represented today to make our community safer. We have appreciated the opportunity to contribute to this impactful team by providing technical assistance during the process, including initial guidance and orientation to HeartSafe, as well as using guidance developed by the association to inform several elements of the HeartSafe application. We are also continuing to work to protect our students. We are advocating in Albany to require cardiac emergency response plans, or CERPs, in schools statewide. Having a plan can more than double survival rates from cardiac arrest by empowering people to take action, call 911, start CPR, and use an AED. CERPs are not just for schools, though. The American Heart Association can work with local organizations and businesses to create a CERP, and we are standing by, ready and willing, to connect with and support any organization interested in doing so. Also, this coming Monday, June 2nd, at noon, we are hosting a Youth Sports CERPs webinar to kick off CPR and AED Awareness Week. Through the combined work of all of us here today, we are truly making an impact on our community. Thank you all for helping to turn a nation of bystanders into a nation of lifesavers. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. We are here, of course, at the Meriwether Library, a key branch of the Buffalo and Erie County Public Library. But that's not the reason why we're asking Dorinda Darden, the interim director, to stand up. It's because of the work that the library did through all of its branches to train individuals across Erie County, because many of the trainings occurred there, and of course AEDs are in our libraries now. So I asked Dorinda to come up and thank you for the work that the library did.
Thank you, County Executive. This is an exciting day and one in which we are very proud to be a HeartSafe community partner. For more than 2 years, as Michelle mentioned, all 37 locations of the Buffalo and Erie County Public Library have kept CPR training kits available for the public to borrow. These CPR kits are training tools, but they are also a life-saving intervention, teaching simple steps for using CPR when a person is in a cardiac crisis. And today, we are proud to be announcing another step forward in making our communities across Erie County safer. Starting in early June, AED kits will soon be available to borrow at the Downtown Central Library. We are very thankful to Erie County and our partners who will make these life-saving tools available as part of the collection. And as always, we have countless resources options available to ensure that one has access to read, to listen, and to watch content that helps them live heart-healthy lives, not just today, but every day. I hope you will keep in mind that libraries are committed to providing some of the learning tools to support our community's ability to respond swiftly to sudden cardiac emergencies and therefore help you, your family, and friends to live a healthy life. Libraries as public spaces are able to foster public awareness and strengthen links in a cardiac and heart healthy chain in a variety of ways. Do you have a question? You can give us a call at 716-858-8900. Your Buffalo Library, Buffalo and Erie County Public Libraries are profoundly public, and I know you guys have heard that now. That is our motto right now, profoundly public. Powerful, we're living institutions rooted in free thought, civic engagement, and opportunity. At a time when open access to knowledge is under threat, we are proud to reaffirm our nearly 200-year commitment to open access and public service. Stop by any of your local libraries or visit us online at buffalolib.org. Thank you.
Thank you, Dorinda. This is a good day. It's a really good day, but it's not the end. There's going to be more trainings, as we've talked about, as more individuals receive the life-saving training that hopefully they never have to put to use. But if they need to, they'll know what to do, and they'll save lives. So to all, thank you who made this a reality. And I want to ask if there's some members from our public health emergency preparedness team to please stand. And we have a few here today. They went all over the county training individuals. And I think it's important to talk about something that Dr. Burstein hinted at, which is for many, many years, Erie County, like many other counties, has received a federal grant for public health emergency preparedness. And they have worked in so many aspects, not just, of course, the training associated with this, but COVID-19 response, the response to the mass shooting, to assisting our communities to be properly prepared for future disasters. And it is all subject, and most of it is paid for as a result of a grant from the federal government, which, as Dr. Burstein noted, has been cut by the Trump administration as waste, fraud, and abuse. This is one of those decisions from DOGE. And the county is losing funding, and some of those individuals, unfortunately, are going to lose their jobs. And it's not something that I'm very proud of or happy of, because it's happening all across the United States, and it's happening in departments in Erie County above and beyond the Department of Health. There's other areas in the Department of Health that are being cut and people have lost their positions. There's areas in the Department of Social Services that are being decried as waste, fraud, and abuse and being cut. The same thing in senior services. These are the services they provide in our community, and this is an example of why this program should never have been cut in Washington. Every community in the United States will be worse off and less prepared for emergencies because of the cut of the Public Health Emergency Preparedness Program. And when people hear of cuts, they don't often realize the impact on a local and national level. Because when you hear it nationally, you say, oh, what's the impact in my community? Well, this is the impact in the community. And I want to thank every one of the members of the Public Health Emergency Preparedness Corps. I've seen them working not only on this project, I saw them through COVID-19, I saw them in the response to the mass shooting just down the street from here. I've seen them during disasters and emergencies. And on behalf of the people of Erie County, I want to say thank you and I'm sorry. I'm sorry our federal government does not believe in public health. I'm sorry our federal government is taking actions which are against public health. I'm sorry the unfortunate new director of the Department of Health and Human Services is someone who's an anti-vaxxer and someone who doesn't believe in public health. That's what our country has become under the Trump administration.
And I could not stand here today and ignore that at a time when the individuals from the Public Health Emergency Preparedness Corps were so actively involved in training individuals across our county to receive this HeartSafe designation. It's not good. I just came back from a meeting in South Dakota, and we're learning more and more about some of the cuts that are coming, and they're horrific. They're bad. And they have faces. They have names associated with them. It's just not a program. It's creating a difference in saving lives in our community. And I think the people need to know that, that just because you read about it in a newspaper or hear about it online or in social media, you don't think there's an impact in your community. There is an impact on our community. I'm very grateful we were able to get this HeartSafe designation done before the entire Public Health Emergency Preparedness Division was wiped out. But that's what's happening, and the public needs to understand that. And it's only getting worse. There's going to be more cuts coming down. At the same time, they're actually asking us to do more with less, and it's wrong. And I will continue to call it out as long as I'm county executive and have a role in this community, because the decisions that are being made in DC do have an impact in our own backyard, and this is just one example of it. So to the members of the Public Health Emergency Preparedness Corps, thank you for all your great work. And I'm sorry you're having to go through this, just like I'm sorry with the other department divisions that we've had to deal with in the Department of Health, the Department of Senior Services, the Department of Social Services, the Department of Emergency Services. There are faces and names to the impacts that are being done under the auspices of cutting waste, fraud, and abuse. This is not cutting waste, fraud, and abuse. It's abusing the people of our country by taking out needed services, all to pay for tax breaks for Elon Musk and others. Thank you. And I'll open it up to comments on topic, and then if there's any off topic, you can take those separately. Any questions or on topic?
It sounded like you're going to be lending out AEDs, is that correct?
The library will
be. Libraries. So how does that work? That's
so it'll be at the
Dorinda, watch it.
So starting in June, early June, it'll be at the Central Library. Patients can come and use their library card and check out a kit, an AED kit, for a week, and then they will be able to renew for an additional week.
So, for instance, like if you were having a big get-together and you just wanted
yes.
to
use it? Yes, yes. Any individual can check it out, an adult and an individual, not children. Sorry.
This is new, right? I mean, I've never heard of this.
Yes. It is new. It falls in lines with our library of things. It was noted we do loan out CPR training kits as well, so that falls in line with our library of things that we let people borrow.
Just not books you can take out of the library. And this makes sense because there may be a big community get-together, but they don't need it every day of the year. You might need it for a day or a weekend. Youth sports, you name it. There's a lot of things that go on that only occur in one or two days or just for a few days, and it makes sense to be able to provide it. So
every library is going to have it?
No, it'll be through the Central Library.
Okay. But then also you have AEDs everywhere?
Well, we've distributed more than 200 AEDs from Erie County, and then there's other organizations that have distributed AEDs too. I mean, there's hundreds of new AEDs that have been distributed across our community. And that also includes other counties, as some of these others have gone to Niagara County and Chautauqua County and so forth. But in Erie County ourselves, we distributed more than 200 from Erie County government to various organizations. I'm not certain about AED usage, but I am aware that some people who have been trained as a result of the HeartSafe designation have actually saved a life or two as a result of a cardiac arrest event that occurred after they were trained and allowed the person to survive. And two of our AEDs we've distributed have been used by, as told to me by Jason Hurley. Thank you, Jason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.